Jody, you were set up there to take on Dungannon and to take on their strengths and their dangers, and your defensive performance was fantastic there tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Dungannon's forward line is well documented. The two big men inside, Donny and Quinn, are absolutely first class. So we knew, you know, we played them in the league. We felt that we had a good handle on them in the league. We came out by a point, so we knew what we were dealing with. I thought the defence was absolutely first class. You know, snuffed out the threat pretty much. You know, we got caught for a goal, but against players of that quality, you're not going to be rock tight all the time. But I thought we did the job we set out to do.
In your last two games, the tenacity and in your tackling and the intensity you put into it has been very effective. Turned over so much ball.
Yeah, well, we would say that that's in the Thrillic DNA, to be tough in the tackle and hard and work hard. That's just something that those boys grow up as in them, and that's what, you know, that's what they can do. And you add the talent that they have and, you know, the footballing ability, you know, it has to come through at some point.
Back in a final now after 3 years, great to be there. I suppose you felt you should have been maybe in one or two more than you have been in, but you're there and you're in with a fighting chance.
Well, you know, Arbo and Argyll have it all to play tomorrow. We're there, so we're not worried about anything else yet. You know, we'll enjoy this evening. The boys will need a good bit of recovery after that. They've worked very hard over this past, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. You know, another big match again tonight, so we'll get a bit of recovery and we'll pick it up from there, Francie.
And to lose Matty Donnelly, you know, it's a psychological blow to these boys, because, you know, Matty's their leader, he's the man they look up to, and to go out there and to get themselves regrouped and to reinvent their game, and to an extent to do that and to get to a final, it's been a magnificent achievement.
Yeah, I mean, Matty is an outstanding role model for a lot of these guys. Even though he's injured now, he still trains away, works hard, makes a big contribution to the effort. And there's absolutely no doubt Matty's a loss. But we've got 15 players, 18 players, 20 players who are all fighting for that jersey. I mean, sometimes you just have to deal with, you know, the cards you're dealt. Well, we've lost Michael Gallagher as well, Simon Gardy, so it's not just Matty we've lost. But the players over the course of the league, they earned the right to wear a red jersey, and today I think they proved that they're up to the challenge.
And Matty's still there on the sideline, you know, he's spurring them on, and, you know, he's a presence there anyway, even though he's not on the field with that number 10 on his back.
Absolutely, Matty's an outstanding leader. He has been for club and county, and he continues to be. He's obviously not playing the role we'd all love him to be playing, but he's still playing a big role in this team.
And I think we've seen Richie maybe raise his game to another level than we're used to. He's always played at a very high level, but he's just gone that little step further, I think, maybe to compensate for Matty not being there. He's maybe taken over the mantle.
I think maybe sometimes Richie doesn't get the credit he deserves. I mean, Richie works exceptionally hard. I mean, we have a lot of leaders in that team. Richie's one of the older, more experienced players, and, you know, when you need a ball won or, you know, a point kicked over the bar, Richie will step up, he'll put his body on the line for the team. So, yeah, he plays a big role, but there are other boys right throughout the team. You know, I don't think there are too many weak links.
And the likes of Rory Brennan there, when there's a really important ball to be won, we saw that Richie and Rory were the two men that were in there most often to pick those balls up and to come out with them.
Well, there's no question, Rory Brennan is one of the best defenders in the county. That goes without saying. And he's a captain of this team, and he played a captain's role again tonight.
Jody, brilliant win, obviously. I suppose I'd feel like I've had a couple of bad, very disappointing defeats to Dungannon in the last 3 or 4 years. Was it important the team to lay a few ghosts to rest tonight, even? Or was it all about just getting through the final?
I'll be honest with you, Neil, we didn't mention it. You know, that's what's in the past is in the past. Yeah. We can't do anything about that. We just focused on this game and making sure we were ready for it. And that's the way we go about our business. You know, we just try and get the boys prepared as best we can. We know the ability that the players have, and we know how hard they'll work, and it's just a matter of getting the two, you know, together on the day and get to put in a performance of that.
If you look at the makeup of the Dungannon scores, they didn't really score very much from play, and the points they were getting from play were sort of worldies, if you know what I mean. You know, it's sort of a testament to not just your defence, but the hard work all over the team, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, Patrick Quinn and Donny inside are serious footballers, and they deserve special attention, and we focused on, you know, limiting their contribution to the game. We felt if we could, you know, stymie their contribution, that we would be in with a good chance, and I think that's the way it worked out.
Must be great, the state now is great morale in the camp, just the way the championship has gone. I'm sure there's good morale even before a ball was kicked, but just the manner of things, the way things went against Loughton Quarry and Edendorf tonight.
There's good morale in this club. and there's great culture in the club, and there are great people involved in the club. Yeah. And throughout the league, you know, everything is taken seriously. Boys turn up to train, you know, there's a very high standard, yeah, and there's a high expectation of the players, yeah, and they live up to that. They, yeah, they understand that it's an honour to wear a Thrillic jersey, and you know, they go out and, you know, yet again they've done the parish proud.
And there's a selflessness about the way the players approach things as well. Like Sean O'Donnell's such a great attacking player, but you see him tracking, covering space as much as he does attack. You,
yeah,
know?
Well, I suppose they do what has to be done.
Yeah.
You know, as I said, it is a team without ego, and I think that's how we're able to deal with, you know, the injuries, because, yeah, there's nobody any on a pedestal, there's nobody treating any, so everybody is aware of their role. And you know, we had Colin Gardy come in tonight and played a good role, and other days other players have come in and played well, and it was the same way through the league. So, yeah, I think we've just built on our performances, you know, through the league. So we're in a league semi-final and a championship final, yeah, so it shows, you know, we're doing something right. The reserves got the championship final as well, so there's a lot of work going on in the club. You know, we've just opened a new pitch, floodlit pitch, you know, so right across the board, you know, it's a traditional club and, yeah, and with a great culture, and I suppose it's important now that we're back in the final.
Yeah, a bit of a random one. What sort of role is Peter McGinley playing? You know, I've known Peter quite a few years, you know, and he's a very intelligent man in my experience. You know, I'm sure he's helping out behind the scenes, because I obviously think of lads like you and Nigel down the years. I'm just wondering what Peter brings to things.
Thanks. Peter's not helping out behind the scenes. Peter takes a lot of the training.
Okay.
You know, so he's not behind the scenes, yeah, at all. He's there on the sideline, doing a lot of work. You know, we've been in regular communication. We work very well together. Peter has a wealth of experience, yeah, and, you know, it's great for us to tap into that.